Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, on demand via the Bloomberg Business app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Time now to welcome our guest this hour. Jim McDonald is Chief Investment Strategist at Northern Trust. Great to have you here, Jim, and welcome.
Good morning.
So it's been quite an eventful week, hasn't it, when it comes to Treasury yields in particular. I just want to get your reading of why we've seen this spike this week. What's been driving this? A lot of folks have been looking at the strong US data, but of course we've seen strong US data previous weeks.
I think it's an example of what we call federal open mouth policy. So it's a play on open market committee policy. The Fed chairman came out and said that he thinks that we are, quote, a long way from neutral, and that secondly, we may go through neutral on the policy path. Both of those comments had the impact that I believe he intended, which was to raise yields, put a little steepening in the yield curve, and that's probably the most likely explanation for it. Because as you mentioned, data's been good and it's staying good.
Today's jobs report, does it then have market moving potential, or has it to a certain extent already been neutered seeing this week's moves?
I think the biggest potential for it to have some market impact is around the wage numbers. So good job growth is not going to be a surprise to the market. The market has been comfortable that wages are not going to be in a sustained upturn that will be inflationary. So that would be the one number. If I could only hear one number this morning, it would be what happens with wages. Expectations are at about 2.6%.
I was going to say, what do you make of the expectations, and what would that figure that you just mentioned tell you?
Well, if you get something in the high twos, that will give people some pause. But let's look at what Amazon did this week. It's a great example of how corporations are continuing to manage costs. They made headlines saying they're going to start with a new starting hourly wage rate at $15 an hour. They're going to give everybody else a dollar an hour increase. And then what did they announce 2 days later? Those same workers are no longer going to get incentive pay or stock options. There is a strong desire to hold down overall costs. The history of wages is when they have had a sustained uptick, it's happened when productivity's been very good. That's our bet this time around also.
Yeah, the expression swings and roundabouts comes to mind. I mean, it is interesting, right? So far, even as we've seen these Treasury yields tick higher and the Federal Reserve has been talking about hiking rates gradually, inflation has been missing in action largely.
Yes, if you look at what's happened in the bond market, 80% of the increase in the 10-year yield over the last month has been tied to real rates. Only 20% has been tied to a modest bump up in inflation expectations. So it's absolutely tied to real growth, which is a better outcome than if investors are concerned that inflation is taking root, the Fed's behind the curve, because then they may have to go faster than otherwise expected.
Do you see buyers stepping in here with a 10-year Treasury yield at around about 3.25%? Does that pique the interest of more investors?
I think it will. I think that some increase in stock market volatility always increases the appetite for bonds. And the fact that we've had this 25 basis point increase in yield in 1 month will attract some incremental buyers.
So we're here to stay. Is that what you're saying when it comes to the 10-year Treasury yield?
If growth holds up like the current environment, we are in a new trading range. Growth is expected to slow by us next year. That could put some downward pressure on yields. In the current environment, it's hard to believe we're going to see a quick back down of yields.
I just want to get your take on emerging markets as well. Where do these moves when it comes to treasuries leave emerging markets? JP Morgan, for instance, it says that emerging markets may rally up to 15% in 6 months. A very positive view, it seems. What's your take?
Well, I think that would fly in the face of history, which is that when the Fed is raising rates and the dollar is strengthening, that is directly a problem for emerging markets. So we think that will be a headwind. We also think concern about trade and Chinese growth will be a headwind. So we're moderately underweight emerging markets. We don't expect a bear market scenario to unfold further from here, but we don't expect them to hold pace with global equities.
When it comes to the trading story, Goldman Sachs has been saying that perhaps markets have been reading a little bit too much into the trade standoff between the United States and China. At the same time, we've seen fresh barbs overnight, Mike Pence attacking China, China responding in kind. There's a war of words for sure. Do you see this standoff being resolved going forward, or is it going to continue? Is it something that markets will just have to get used to?
I would describe it as an intermediate to long-term problem in that the U.S. focus on this is not just on the trade deficit. It is absolutely around the concerns about intellectual property. This is only going to be increased because of the concern about this chip implementation and the hacking news that Bloomberg broke recently. Mm-hmm. That is only going to increase the pressure on this, so I do not expect a quick resolution.
All right. Where does that put you then when it comes to, for instance, Chinese equities, China exposure overall?
Yep. So we reflect that through our emerging markets position. China is the driver of emerging market equities, not only from a market cap, but a sentiment standpoint. So we think that they've got some headwinds. We don't think it's a very dangerous outlook, which leads us to be moderately underweight EM equities, and we are fully underweight EM debt.
What's your favorite play at the moment?
So our favorite play is U.S. high-yield bonds. We think that in this environment, you can get a 6.25% kind of return. In an environment where there is greater uncertainty about what the Fed will do, you will see an interest in that kind of a return environment. What's happened over the last month? As yields have risen and uncertainty's risen, high-yield spreads have actually come down. So high yield has been a good safe haven. We think that it will be over the next year with our view that the economy is going to continue to expand.
We're sitting in Europe, or at least the European Union.
For now,
I suppose it will still be the Europe even after Brexit. What's your sentiment regarding European assets?
Yep, so we're neutral European equities. We think that there has been and will continue to be an economic differential between what's happening in the States and Europe. Europe has clearly slowed this year. Europe is more at risk from trade tariffs and sanctions than the U.S. is, but Europe's also noticeably cheaper. So we're not making a big bullish or bearish bet on Europe here. We're neutral in our tactical asset allocation funds.
Italy, I mean, that's been another theme this week. To what extent are you looking at that as a potential risk?
Well, it's absolutely become a bit more of a risk here, but it's what we would call a chronic problem versus a crisis. Italy has had a debt problem for a long time. It can't be a surprise that the new government has said we want to spend more money. Mm-hmm. The key will be, and what we'll be watching, is will they use this extra spending as an ability to get some reforms through? If they waste this time, then that will be a bad sign for their future. We're hopeful to see some evidence that they're going to use this to do some restructuring in the economy.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99. 91 FM and 105.7 FM HD2. In Boston on 106.1 FM, 1330 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. In San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2. And on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2018 Bloomberg LP.